OCG Recovery Radio, where we discuss substance abuse treatment and recovery. You can listen live at blogtalkradio.com/OCG Radio. Please note that the views and opinions of our hosts and guests are not necessarily the views of OCG, nor is it meant to replace professional advice or the advice of your physician. And now, here's our show, Roach on Recovery, with your host, Orville Roach.
Welcome, folks, to Roach on Recovery. This is your host, Orville Roach. Back again with our producer, co-host, engineer, call screener, fixer of technical difficulties, obviously. Chris
yes,
Morales.
Yes.
646-564-9909 is the number. 646-564-9909 is the number if you want to call and speak to us. If you just want to listen to the show, you can go to our show website. That's blogtalkradio.com/OCG Radio. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/OCG Radio. And you can also listen to the show via the call-in line, if that's your only means, then by all means,
please do so.
We haven't said it in a while, but don't forget to also go to our show website to also sign up to be a free listener.
Follower
of the show. The more followers we have, the better.
That's right.
You get a chance to show up on the blogtalk.com front page.
That's right.
So
the Geico Gecko may be making an appearance pre-show. We can't confirm or deny that yet.
All right. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday indeed.
We didn't have any technical difficulties last week, so maybe that is...
No, I can't even believe you just said that right now. We're certainly doomed this week now that that's been dropped.
I've just put the whammy on it. All right, we'll see what happens. You've heard it here first in our happy recap segment. I am predicting that we are going to have a monster rainy season.
Oh, okay. Why the prediction?
The El Nino that has formed in the Southern Pacific is much stronger than the one that formed last year. And I believe will not dissipate like the one last year did and cause us to not have a drop of rain during the rainy season. But this year, they say it's much stronger and it's holding its tight circle.
Okay.
And I just have a gut feeling that we are going to be in for a tremendous rainy season to the point where you native Californians are going to start to whine and complain, as you usually do when it starts to rain more than 3 days in a row. We can't take it anymore. When's it going to stop?
Yeah, yeah.
After being in a drought for 100 years.
This is going to be much needed if your prediction does come true.
And the added plus to that is if we get a significant amount of rain, that means we're getting a tremendous amount of snow up
That's
in
true.
The Sierras.
Yep.
Which make it a fun thing to go up and
winter
do some,
season.
Do some sledding.
Yeah, very true.
Now, I must let our East Coast listeners know, the snow up in the Sierras is not like the snow back home. It's not like New York City snow.
Right, sure.
This is white, fluffy, clean snow. This is not
gray ice.
This is not the grimy snow we're used to dealing with the buses and the cars and the whatnot and the wet snowballs. No, I couldn't even get a tight snowball to throw at one of my daughters one time. It just by the time it hit her, it disintegrated. We're used to the rock hard ones that are like baseballs. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That
when they hit you hard.
Leave a mark.
Exactly. So that's my prediction.
Good prediction.
Real quick about the Yankees. We're going to talk a little bit of sports for a little bit. Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, good one.
Turned 40 and is having a decent year.
Very decent.
From my first place New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Who I think have pushed themselves out to about an 8 or 9 game lead in the weak American League East. And I don't care that it's weak. All I care about is that they're going to make the playoffs.
That's it. And another pennant doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt. And my Mets have worked their way back into first place. So we're going to have two New York teams possibly.
Up on the New York in baseball.
In the playoffs.
Mets stronger than the Yankees at this point, I would say. Better team.
I emphatically disagree.
I have to hit you with that. The Mets have all the makings of the 2010-2012 Giants. They are stacked in their starting rotation like you wouldn't believe.
They have an excellent pitching staff, but their hitting is terrible.
Everything you said about the Giants.
Excuse me? They have an excellent pitching staff. Their hitting is terrible, evidenced by the fact that they've been no-hitted. Is it twice this year?
I think so.
And almost perfect gamed once.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And came within one hit of being no-hitted 3 times.
Yeah.
An embarrassment. Anyway, don't get me started on the Mets. All right, let's hit your Niners training camp news. Anything? You've been following them?
Yeah. nothing real major to report other than apparently Navarro Bowman first practice in pads.
Towards ACL?
Yeah, I think he tore the ACL and the MCL. I think he tore
I'm only joking. Are you serious?
No. You're talking about the injury that he sustained, which is why he didn't play last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an ACL and MCL. I believe he blew out the whole knee.
Yeah, but I'm talking about right now.
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
First action back. They could have rushed him back late last year, but forget about it. But yeah, no, apparently he's looking real sharp in practice. The thing that got me was the one play everyone was writing about. He was on a blitz up the middle. One of the linemen was there to meet him, and he real quick spin move to get to the quarterback. And that's what you're looking for on that knee. Mm-hmm. If you can spin off of it, looking pretty good. Other than that, the only thing worthy of note is
the lineman didn't cut him.
The lineman didn't cut him, thank God. And now, other than that, the only thing worthy of note is Kurt Warner has been on our sidelines a couple days. For those of you who don't know, Kaepernick sought him out in the off season to, you know, try and get some work in with him.
Excuse me. Can we use his proper name on this show?
You know, I don't know if I can refer to him as that. Pumpernickel?
You want to
throw that out at him?
Go ahead.
So he called Warner in the off season, and from what Warner explained, just said, look, how can I improve? How can I get better? And did some workouts with him. And
Stop throwing the ball like you're throwing the baseball.
Yeah, and now Warner is actually at our camp, still kind of watching over some of the stuff they did.
I heard he looks good.
Stuff out.
I heard he looks good.
He looks, yeah, they're saying he looks better than in the past. The one thing, this would be interesting to get your feedback on, the Bay Area rioters are saying he's getting conflicting messages. On one hand, they're saying he needs to become a better pocket passer. So there are a group of people with the mind that he needs to be a better pocket passer. Then there are a group of people with the mind that why try and limit his athletic ability when that is a part of